The Alaska Public Offices Commission is fining North Slope Borough Mayor Charlotte Brower $35,000 for failing to file her annual disclosure report for 2014. In the investigation into her campaign for re-election last year, Brower and her staff refused to provide information repeatedly requested by APOC. According to Alaska Dispatch News, the fine is the largest the agency has ever levied against a candidate. Pat Forgy reported the story for the newspaper this week and joins me now. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Pat, explain what happened here.
Well, during the last campaign, 2014, Mayor Brower didn't file her end-of-year report, and the Alaska Public Offices Commission spent a long time trying to get her to do so, or at least file an accurate one. They have some information, but it doesn't have a lot of information on it. And they just finally got frustrated with being unable to get a complete report out of her and took it to the commission for a fine.
What did APOC staff do to try to get the records from the Brower campaign?
Well, they had multiple contacts with various people from the campaign who regularly promised to provide records but didn't do so. Eventually, they filed a subpoena and used a subpoena to try to get those records, and were still frustrated in that attempt. And I believe the commission, when they looked at that, they called it a glaring lack of cooperation, some of the worst I'd ever seen.
Did her campaign give any indication that they were willing to work with APOC?
Actually, they repeatedly said that they were willing to work with APOC. They just didn't apparently do so.
What did APOC investigators find in the information that the campaign did provide?
Well, at one point, you know, months late, they provided the bank records of the campaign. And in those records, APOC found about $5,000 that hadn't been ever disclosed. And they also found $14,000 that may have been duplicate reporting, or maybe even a campaign activity that was handled outside the main bank account. They're not really sure what happened with that.
Was there any opinion within the APOC decision that said that it seemed like a lack of understanding of the campaign process, or is there anything to be determined as to why this broke down so egregiously?
Well, you know, making mistakes in campaign filings isn't new. APOC deals with that all the time. They frequently give first-time candidates really the benefit of the doubt there. But in this case, Mayor Brower was running for re-election, and her husband, Eugene Brower, is also a former North Slope Borough mayor. So I think they figured that they should have known how to work the campaign filing process.
Pat, give us some context into how big a deal this is for Alaska leadership. How important is the North Slope Borough Mayor position?
Well, the North Slope Borough Mayor is probably one of Alaska's highest paid mayors. Probably is the highest paid mayor. I think last I saw it was $220,000 a year salary, something like that. But the other thing is the North Slope Borough is awfully wealthy from oil taxes. There's a lot of spending that government does that the mayor gets to play a big role in.
When you reached out to Mayor Brower on the issue, what response did you get?
Well, I never heard back from her. I left a phone message and an email to her government and home email accounts, and couldn't get her mayoral scheduler in the North Slope Borough to even take a message for her.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Pat.
Happy to help.
Pat Forgy is an Alaska Dispatch News reporter based in Juneau.